Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Finportal, I extend a warm welcome to you all for our first ever Investor Company Connect virtual event, Value Portal, where capital meets businesses. Our second company of the day is Earcut Limited. It operates in the healthcare sector, specializing in advanced hearing aids, accessories, assistive devices, and remote audiometry solutions. Founded in 2021, the company focuses on innovation through strong R&D and quality-driven manufacturing. With a wide distribution network across Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, Earcut delivers affordable, tech-enabled hearing care solutions. Before we proceed, I would like to read the standard disclaimer. Please note that this call is being recorded. Some of the statements made during this call may be forward-looking and are based on current assumptions, which involve risk and uncertainties. Actual results may differ. The company assumes no obligation to update these statements except as required by law. We encourage all participants to consider these factors and avoid placing undue reliance on forward-looking information. From the company's side, joining us on the call today is Mr. Rohit Mishra, promoter and managing director, along with Mr. Ajay Kumar Giri, director and CFO. I will now hand over the floor to the management team for their opening remarks. After that, we will move on to the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask a question may type them in the chat box from now onwards. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you so very much for the introduction. My name is Rohit Mishra. I'm the managing director and promoter of Earcut. Earcut came with a very clear view of the Indian industry in hearing loss. About 10 crore people in India have hearing loss. Every second person who is senior citizen in India has hearing loss. So with age, it goes up. And as soon as people become 75 and 80, it becomes even more intense. So with the 10 crore people who need hearing aid, only about 15 lakh people use hearing aid. The reason behind this was that the person, audiologist, who is qualified and trained to diagnose and help people with their hearing aids are very limited. India has just about 7,500 now. This figure keeps going up and down. And out of these 7,000, about 2,800 are practicing in the top six cities. So more than 60% of Indian population do not have access to an audiologist, and thereby the adoption of hearing aid is pretty pathetic. So we are at less than 1% adoption rate of hearing aid. Globally, this adoption rate is, for example, in US is about 40%, in Europe it's about 80%, and even countries like Australia and Sri Lanka, these numbers are upwards of 10%. India, unfortunately, is far behind. So with the idea that we wanted to reach out to the cities where there is no audiologist, Earcut came out with this patent technology in which the machine that we have invented can perform all the diagnostic tests that an audiologist can do one-on-one remotely. Which means the machine can be placed at an ENT practitioner's clinic और वहां पर वो मशीन जब पेशेंट उसके सामने बैठता है ऑडियोलॉजिस्ट सिटिंग इन माई ऑफिस कैन रिमोटली परफॉर्म ऑल द टेस्ट अब इसके बाद जो हेयरिंग एड्स होती हैं वी आर ऑल्सो मैन्युफैक्चरिंग वेरी क्वालिटी हाई क्वालिटी हेयरिंग एड्स इन इंडिया वी आर करेंटली सेलिंग अबाउट लैक एंड अ हाफ हेयरिंग एड्स एवरी ईयर इन इंडिया एंड वी इंटेंड टू ग्रो दिस नंबर प्रीटी हाई सो लकीली ई एन टी डॉक्टर्स इंडिया में बहुत हैं लगभग 15,000 ई एन टी डॉक्टर्स हैं और हर शहर में हैं लगभग सो दैट मेक्स अ लाइफ सिंपल वी अप्रोच द ई एन टी डॉक्टर्स प्लेस आर मशीन विच वी कॉल ओमनी विच इज पेटेंटेड ऑल्सो एंड द ओमनी कैन परफॉर्म ऑल द डायग्नोस्टिक टेस्ट एंड ऑल्सो फिट द हेयरिंग एड रिमोटली सो दिस इज द Earcut मॉडल वी ऑलरेडी हैव इंस्टॉल दीज मशीन्स एट मल्टीपल प्लेसेस अपवर्ड्स ऑफ 80 नाउ एंड इन अ रिसेंटली concluded ENT meeting at Calcutta, we had more than 300 applications for these machines to be placed with the ENT doctor. Our sales numbers have been robust, and we expect by the end of the year, we should be able to achieve our targets. I would love to address any questions. And all our hearing aids are BIS, the Bureau of Indian Standards Mark. We also have got CDSCO permission for our machines. And our machines have also been started to accept in some of the neighboring countries. So we also have our machines available in neighboring countries. We also intend to take our operations to US, which is also struggling with the shortage of audiologists. Actually, the shortage of audiologists is a global phenomenon. So US, Australia, UK, New Zealand, Canada, they take a lot of audiologists, more than 1,000 audiologists every year from India. So the shortage in India is anyway very high, but the countries which are claimed to be the grown-up countries are also suffering with the same. So our model Omni has also found a very, very suitable response from US and Australia also. Over to you for questions if you would have some.
Thank you, sir, for very insightful remarks. We will now begin the Q&A session. I request all the participants who wish to ask a question to type their questions in the Q&A box. I can see Mr. Daksh Jain has raised his hand. I would request you to drop your question in the tab, sir. So the first question is, so as we are pivoting to a B2C model, can you please explain in detail the economics here with respect to SIS arrangement we will have with ENT clinics?
I love that question. I think you already have a background because we call it SIS. Yes. It is not exactly B2C. It is still B2B2C. So we'll be going to the ENT doctor. ENT doctors will have his own patients coming to the clinic. Technically speaking, if there are 30 patients ka OPD in a day, 2 to 3 patients will be coming in for hearing loss. So aisa ho sakta hai ki 50 se 60 patients ko hearing test ki jarurat pade aur unme se जैसे 60 पेशेंट्स को आपने टेस्ट किया तो लगभग 30-35 लोगों को हियरिंग लॉस निकलेगा उसमें से, बाकी लोगों को शायद हियरिंग लॉस ना निकले, उनको और किसी अंडरलाइंग कोमॉर्बिडिटी के कारण ये टेस्ट करवाना हो सकता है। और इन 30 लोगों में से रफली 5 से 6 लोग हियरिंग एड परचेज करते हैं, लेकिन ये जनरली 30 से 35 दिन का टाइम जाता है, किसी किसी केस में 90 डेज तक जाता है। सो द टेस्टिंग द डायग्नोस्टिक इज जनरली शेयर्ड, द रेवेन्यू ऑन द डायग्नोस्टिक, बट द कन्वर्जन ऑफ हियरिंग एड इज टू द ट्यून ऑफ 10% ऑफ द पीपल आइडेंटिफाइड विद हियरिंग लॉस। आई होप आई हैव गिवन द आंसर।
So the next question is, there are many hearing which work in the indoor and doesn't work in outdoor activities. What is the differentiator there, since almost every patient faces this issue?
Thank you. I think every patient faces the issues for 2 reasons. One, there are some machines which are only capable to work indoors. These are typically analog hearing aids. Analog hearing aids में सारे साउंड इनपुट को इक्वल रेशियोज में बढ़ा के पेशेंट को सुना दिया जाता है। सो घर के अंदर आप बैठे हैं तो जनरली लोग 1-to-1 बात कर रहे हैं, उनकी आवाज को उसने 30%, 40%, 50% बढ़ा दिया वॉल्यूम के साथ। बट द सेम हियरिंग एड यू वेयर आउटसाइड ऑन द रोड एंड अ ट्रक पासिस बाय और अ हाई इंटेंसिटी नॉइज इज कमिंग इन, वो उसको भी बढ़ा देगी। उसको तो मालूम नहीं है कि ये एम्पलीफाई करने वाला साउंड नहीं है। हाउएवर इन केस ऑफ द डिजिटल हियरिंग एड्स, दे ऑल्सो स्टार्ट फ्रॉम 2 चैनल, 4 चैनल, गो ऑल द वे अप टू 32 चैनल एंड 64 चैनल्स ऑल्सो। जितने ज़्यादा चैनल्स होंगे हियरिंग एड के अंदर, साउंड प्रोसेसिंग और साउंड फिडेलिटी उतनी अच्छी हो जाती है, बिकॉज हर डिफरेंट फ्रीक्वेंसी को साउंड को ट्रीट करने के लिए एक एक चैनल रिस्पॉन्सिबल हो जाता है। तो जो प्रोग्रामेबल हियरिंग एड्स होती हैं उसमें ये प्रॉब्लम कम आती हैं। बट एज यू कीप गोइंग अप ऑन हाई फिडेलिटी हाई फीचर हियरिंग एड, आजकल आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस भी आ गया है हियरिंग एड्स में, हम भी लेके आ रहे हैं। सो आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस के साथ हम जल्दी से मशीन को बता सकते हैं कि ये मैकेनिकल साउंड है या ये हाई फ्रिक्वेंसी साउंड को काटना है या सिर्फ ह्यूमन साउंड को, ह्यूमन डिस्कशन को एम्पलीफाई करना है। ये फीचर्स आजकल आ रहे हैं। बट येस, पहले ज़माने में ज़्यादा करके एनालॉग मशीन बिकती थी और वो एनालॉग मशीन्स बाहर जाके सक्सेसफुल रिजल्ट्स नहीं देती थी, तो उसके प्रॉब्लम है। अब क्योंकि अच्छी डिजिटल आने लगी हैं, तो यू विल सी मोर एंड मोर पेशेंट्स, मोर एंड मोर पीपल आर हैप्पी विद द हियरिंग एड्स.
सर, द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज, डू वी प्लान टू रन डाउन द B2G सेगमेंट और इट विल कंटिन्यू अलोंगसाइड द B2C अरेंजमेंट?
सो B2G का सेगमेंट इज अ वेरी मच्योर सेगमेंट, इसको रन डाउन करने की जरूरत नहीं है, बट इट ग्रोज एट अ वेरी वेरी स्नेल पेस. सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल, अगर आज B2G बिजनेस का टोटल वैल्यू फॉर एग्जाम्पल 60 करोड़ या 80 करोड़ रुपए, तो अगले साल शायद वो 85 हो जाएगा या उसके अगले साल 90 हो जाएगा. एज लॉन्ग एज वी हैव अ फेयर अमाउंट ऑफ शेयर कमिंग फ्रॉम B2G, आई डोंट थिंक आई विल एवर रन इट डाउन. इट्स जस्ट दैट द प्राइवेट बिजनेस विल आउटग्रो दिस, क्योंकि गवर्नमेंट बिजनेस तो एक सर्टन पेस पे ही ग्रो करेगा, उसके मार्केट की एक्सपेंशन भी एक लिमिट पे ही रुक जाती है. और प्राइवेट बिजनेस, एज वी आर गोइंग टू द प्लेसेस जहाँ पर आज तक कोई पहुँचा ही नहीं, हम छोटे शहरों में जा रहे हैं. लास्ट टाइम वाली कॉन्फ्रेंस में भी मैंने कहा था कि छोटे शहर जहाँ पर ऑडियोलॉजिस्ट नहीं है, पॉपुलेशन 20,000, 25,000, 40,000 है, दे सर्व एज अ वेरी लो हैंगिंग फ्रूट टू अस. सो विद द हेल्प ऑफ द ENT डॉक्टर्स, वील बी एबल टू रीच आउट टू ऑल पेशेंट्स हु नीड हियरिंग एड्स इन अ वेरी शॉर्ट टाइम विद वेरी मिनिमल एफर्ट्स ऑन प्रमोशन, और एक्चुअली नो एफर्ट्स ऑन प्रमोशन. बिकॉज इन अ स्मॉल सिटी, वेन देर इज नो हियरिंग एड सर्विस प्रोवाइडर, वेन अ डॉक्टर स्टार्ट प्रोवाइडिंग इट, इट बिकम्स ईजियर फॉर द पर्सन टू एक्सेप्ट एंड रीच देयर. तो हमारी लो हैंगिंग फ्रूट्स छोटे शहर ही हैं, एंड द प्राइवेट प्रैक्टिस विल आउटग्रो द गवर्नमेंट बिजनेस.
सो द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज, सर, कुड यू वॉक अस थ्रू द की बिजनेस वर्टिकल्स वी ऑपरेट इन, सच एज ईयरपीसेस, ओमनी, ऑडियोलॉजी एक्सपर्ट्स एटसेट्रा, अलॉन्ग विद द रेवेन्यू बाइफर्केशन अक्रॉस दीज वर्टिकल्स? अडिशनली, कुड यू एक्सप्लेन द ऑपरेटिंग मॉडल, इंक्लूडिंग हाउ द ओमनी मशीन्स आर प्लेस्ड एंड हाउ रेवेन्यू आर जनरेटेड एंड शेयर अक्रॉस द वैल्यू चेन?
मैं नो हु इज आस्किंग दिस क्वेश्चन.
मिस्टर मुत्तू साहब,
ओके, ऑल राइट. वैसे मुझसे ऑडियोलॉजिस्ट इज द कोर अराउंड आर बिजनेस मॉडल. सो ओमनी व्हेन इट इज प्लेस्ड विद द ENT डॉक्टर्स और ENT प्रैक्टिसेस इन रिमोट एरियाज और इवन इन दिल्ली फॉर दैट मैटर, ऑडियोलॉजिस्ट इज द कोर हु इज सिटिंग इन द हेड ऑफिस एंड डूइंग ऑल द डायग्नोस्टिक्स. सो करेंटली वी कैन डू ऑडियोमीट्री, वी कैन डू इम्पीडेंस, वी कैन डू ऑटो एकोस्टिक एमिशन, वी कैन ऑल्सो डू वीडियोटोस्कोपी, एंड वी कैन ऑल्सो प्रोग्राम अ हियरिंग एड रिमोटली. अ हियरिंग एड, सो वेन आई से अ हियरिंग एड, इट कैन बी एनीबडी इज हियरिंग एड, इट कैन बी माई हियरिंग एड, इट कैन बी अ कॉम्पिटिशन हियरिंग एड, एनीबडी इज हियरिंग एड कैन बी रिमोटली प्रोग्राम्ड. एंड ऑडियोलॉजिस्ट इज द पर्सन हु इज डूइंग इट एट द कोर, एट द सेंटर, कंट्रोलिंग ऑल दीज टेस्ट एंड डिवाइस फिटिंग रिमोटली. नाउ यू वॉन्टेड टू नो द स्प्लिट ऑफ द रेवेन्यू फ्रॉम डिफरेंट वर्टिकल्स, इज दैट वन क्वेश्चन?
यस सर,
तो आई विल गिव इट टू अजय, एंड अजय कैन शेयर दीज नंबर्स फॉर द लास्ट हाफ ईयरली रिजल्ट दैट वी डिक्लेयर इन मे.
फॉर द लास्ट ईयर. सो गुड आफ्टरनून एवरीवन, एंड मिस्टर मुर्तजा, आवर रेवेन्यू इज बेसिकली, वी अर्न रेवेन्यू फ्रॉम टू सेगमेंट्स. फर्स्ट इज प्रोडक्ट एंड सेकंड इज सर्विसेज. सो सर्विसेज इज ऑडियोलॉजिकल सर्विसेज एंड द कन्वर्जन सर्विसेज. And for the product, there are three segments. First is business government sales. Second is B2B, wherein we sell product in through wholesale model to our distributors. And third is SIS, which Rohit sir explained about. So these are revenue verticals from where the revenue is generated. Last year we did a total 43 CR of turnover, and in the first half this year we did 23 CR. Also, second part of the question was, additionally, could you explain the operating model, including how the Omni machines are placed and how revenues are generated and shared across the value chain?
Okay, I will hold back the percentages, but let's say if Mr. Murtaza is an ENT doctor, he's practicing in a place called Bellary, and he has got a practice of about 25 patients a day, out of which he suggests audiometry to 4 or 5 of them, depending on their requirement. The Omni is placed. We are not, it's a asset light model for the doctor. We require a space of about 6 by 6 feet, which is sound treated, and Omni is placed there. Once Omni is placed and doctor suggests a patient, his clinic assistant will, who is trained by EarCut, will simply connect Omni by pressing a button to our center. The command center then receives a call, and the clinic assistant then places the headphones of the audiometer on the head of the patient. Now the machine is controlled completely remotely, and all the tests are conducted the way anybody would have one-to-one conducted. Now, the diagnostic sharing happens in a certain fashion. The revenue coming from diagnostics, some part comes to Earcard, some part goes to the ENT because we are using his facility. And similarly, the hearing aid is sold through the ENT. So his clinic is billing to the patient, and there is a certain percentage that is retained as their services. So without getting into the exact percentages of the sharing, I just wanted to say that we have got our services is through diagnostic, for which we receive money. And when the hearing aid is sold, it is billed through the doctor, but we bill it to the doctor, and thereby we also have our margins there.
Okay, so the next question is, if we have our own manufacturing and product pipeline, why are we doing trading activities for other companies?
Okay, we don't do trading activity for other companies. We have got distributors who buy our products. So when Ajay said we have got a set of distributors, we use distribution model to sell our own products. Now, what will happen? Sometimes a patient comes to a doctor and he says, "Oh, my father used the same hearing aid from company XYZ, and I want to use that one only." At that point in time, we do not contest, and we keep the patient's satisfaction at the core, and we procure that machine to give it to the patient.
Okay, sir. Question is, what's our market share in hearing aids?
It's very difficult to say what's the market share, because revenues are not being shared by companies. What I know is roughly India sells about 18 to 20 lakh hearing aids a year, and we sell about 1.5 lakhs. So in terms of units, we'll be at about 7 to 8%. And in terms of revenue, I'm hoping we are at about 6 to 7% right now.
Okay. Why do we have three brands instead of single brand?
I'm not sure if I understood the question.
I think they're telling about the brands of the product.
So we have only, okay. So generally, all companies will have different brands for different platforms. So, for example, I have got an analog platform that has got one brand, which is Fame. Fame, Fame P, Fame SP, and Fame 2T. So these are
Thank
analog
you.
ones. Then in programmable ones, where we have got 4 channels, 8 channels, 16 channels, 32, as on, that is called Radius. Similarly, for receiver in canal, we have got a product called Equify. And for largely OTC CICs, it's called Tiny. Tiny was kept because it represents the size also. If you look at the name Tiny, it represents very small. And everybody wants a small hearing aid. So it is to connect with the sentiment of a patient who would like to have a hearing aid that goes inside the ear, and it should be tiny. So that's where Tiny comes in. But we intend to grow these all verticals with the same brand names and add more SKUs in this.
Okay. So the next question is, what are the potential new markets or regions that Earcard is planning to expand into?
We are just looking at three places. We have already started the process at US. We should be visible commercially in US very soon. We participated in one of the biggest ENT global conference in US recently. Earcart and Omni as a technology was very, very warmly received. And we believe US holds an immense amount of potential for this technology, as we are the first in the world to come out with this kind of technology, and the kind of comprehensiveness this system offers, starting from diagnostic till hearing aid programming, nobody else in the world does. So we believe US holds a huge promise, and so does Australia. On the analog side, we believe, and we have already started that work in Africa also, in connecting the dealers and distributors. Africa also promises a very strong market for us, especially on the low end, the economy segments of the hearing aid. So these are the three large interest area outside the smaller business that we are already conducting in places like Sri Lanka and Bangladesh and Nepal. So that continues.
So the next question is there any difference in the diagnosis or accuracy of the hearing aid configuration when done on a teleconsult basis versus physical in-person checkup?
There is none, as a matter of fact, because what any audiologist will do one-on-one using an equipment, the same thing is being done by the audiologist sitting across the geographies. So what is happening if a patient is sitting in a clinic, except for making him to wear the headphone, now the audiologist will use a computer to make those sounds to be heard by the patient and to be confirmed by the patient. And the same thing is being used by the audiologist. So basically, the machine Omni is a combination of physical machines which have got audiometer impedance and OAE inside, is the same machine that an audiologist would have otherwise used. So in terms of equipment, there is no difference. And in terms of usage and the methodology, there is no difference. And hence, there is no difference in outcome also.
So the next is, could you help us understand the pricing of the hearing aids and how we are positioned relative to our competitors? Additionally, how does pricing and margin structure differ across channels such as B2C and B2B B2G?
Okay. I will take this question, Ajay.
Yes.
B2G, generally the margins are about 28.
Margins, sir, I will brief about that. So in B2G, the margin is largely 37 to 30, 35 to 37%, and in B2B that is 40 to 45%, and in B2C that is SIS, there is margin is 65 to 70%.
And these are gross margins.
Gross margins, right? And in terms of pricing, in government, our average sales price is 2,800, and in B2B market, it is 1,700, and for SIS, it is around 15,000.
Perfect.
So there was one more part to this question. How we are positioned relative to our competitors?
I
Like,
first of
what is the
all,
differential?
I don't treat anybody as my competition because majority model, if I can say it conveniently, about 75 to 80% of our installations will be in the cities where there is no audiologist, which means nobody's selling hearing aids there, so there's no competition. And if at all I'm selling hearing aids for every manufacturers, I'm actually a friend to them largely and not a competition. You know, I'll be a competition when I'm selling my product against your product. But if I'm selling your product also, for example, it's becoming a platform. For example, Croma or Reliance Store, it is selling Samsung, it is selling Sony, it is selling and LG. So we are like a platform. We don't think we are a competition or threat to anybody. We are a facilitator where there was no sales and now we are generating new sales and we are saying everybody is a friend and I'll sell for everyone. So no competition. However, coming a little more granular to your question, I think you are saying whatever products we have, how do we play around the prices with respect to other manufacturers? So on the analog side, there is hardly a competition. The multinationals don't really make analogs, and that's why we are selling huge numbers there. On the programmable side, I would easily say that if a multinational peer of ours is selling the products for about 70,000, we are selling it for about 35,000.
Okay, so the next question is, how does Omni compete against global competition?
There is none, thank you. God bless. There is no global competition. There is no domestic competition, at least as of now. We believe Omni will create a lot of interest. Some of them will tie up with us because they would love our technology. Some of them will try to develop a technology around Omni by themselves. But it is all going to do one thing to the industry, good thing, that industry will evolve, it will grow. When more and more people will have access to diagnostics, the industry will become big. I would love that more and more players start using either Omni or coming out with a solution like Omni.
Okay. The next question is, Again from Murtaza sir, could you share how many audiologists are currently on the team, and on average, how many patients each audiologist caters to? As the business scales, will growth primarily require adding more audiologists, or are there productivity levers to improve throughput?
Okay,
Sir, I have one more question that is related to this. Please explain shop in shop model. So if you can explain the whole concept, that would be better, I guess.
so I just give example of Dr. Murtaza by calling him doctor. So again, if Dr. Murtaza is sitting in a remote place where there's no audiology service, but Dr. Murtaza has got 25 patients coming in a day, he wants his patients to be tested for the audiometry or tympanometry or OAE or something else. Now, he doesn't have an audiologist. He doesn't have the services available. Now, earcard comes into play. We place Omni at his place, provided he gives us 6x6 space dedicated to Omni, which is sound treated, which is low noise area. And his assistant can be trained by us to run the Omni part and keep the headphone on the head of the patient. And now, then what is happening? Again, the patient comes, his assistant places the headphone on the patient's head, he places the presses the button, the call comes to the core center, the command center here, and the audiologist receives the call, whichever is available at that point in time. Generally, with the principle of overlap, less number of audiologists, when there are less number of audiologists, one audiologist can control easily three clinics. When there are more number of audiologists, as we are moving towards it, one audiologist can easily handle five clinics with the principle of overlap. Now, what does it mean? It means with every five clinic, I must have one audiologist at least. And as of today, we have 15 audiologists on our payrolls. I think I've answered both the questions now.
Sir, the next
I think,
question.
sir, हमें क्योंकि पीपल मे बी नॉट अवेयर अबाउट द ऑडियोमेट्री टिम्पोनोमेट्री एंड अबाउट ऑल सच सर्विसेज, तो आई थिंक हमें उन्हें बताना चाहिए कि ऑडियोमेट्री एंड ये होता क्या है।
Thank you, Ajay. I will do that now. So, for example, I am a patient. I'm a person who is watching television at a very high volume. मेरे घर वाले परेशान हैं. दूसरा, कोई मुझसे पूछता है क्या काम करते हो, तो मैं अपना नाम बता देता हूँ. कोई दाम पूछता है तो मैं काम बता देता हूँ, क्योंकि मुझे सिमिलर राइमिंग वर्ड सुनने में दिक्कत होती है और मुझे ऊंचा सुनाई पड़ता है. सब लोग मुझसे ऊंची ऊंची आवाज में बात करते हैं. दैट्स व्हेन आई विल गो टू एन ईएनटी डॉक्टर और टू एन ऑडियोलॉजिस्ट. फिर वहां पर विद द हेल्प ऑफ द ऑडियो मीटर वो हमारे कान के थ्रेशोल्ड्स चेक करते हैं. कैसे करते हैं? अलग अलग फ्रीक्वेंसी पे अलग अलग लाउडनेस की आवाज को प्रेजेंट किया जाता है. और अगर पेशेंट को वो टोन सुनाई पड़ती है तो पेशेंट एक बटन दबाता है जिससे मालूम पड़ जाता है कि उसको ये आवाज सुनाई पड़ गई. और अगर उसको नहीं पड़ी तो बटन नहीं दबाएगा. तो हमें ये मालूम पड़ जाता है कि किस किस फ्रीक्वेंसी पे कितना कितना एम्पलीफिकेशन रिक्वायर्ड है. उसके बाद हम डिसाइड करते हैं कि क्या इनको हेयरिंग एड देनी है. लेकिन कभी कभी किसी को सेंसरी न्यूरल हियरिंग लॉस, जो उम्र के साथ होता है, एज रिलेटेड होता है, या किसी किसी को कान में इन्फेक्शन के कारण या किसी और पैथोलॉजी के कारण हियरिंग एड सॉरी हियरिंग लॉस हो जाता है, वहां पर टिम्पेनोमीट्री की जरूरत पड़ती है, ताकि हम एक मिडल ईयर एनालिसिस कर सकें कि जो कान की बोन्स हैं वो कहीं कैल्सिफाइड तो नहीं हो गई हैं, या उनके अंदर कोई प्रॉब्लम तो नहीं है, या पर्दा तो नहीं फटा हुआ है. तो ये सारी चीज़ें भी हम ओमनी की मदद से आइडेंटिफाई कर सकते हैं. ये चीज़ें जानना बहुत ज़रूरी है फॉर अ डॉक्टर टू बी एबल टू गिव राइट ट्रीटमेंट टू द पेशेंट. एंड दैट्स व्हेन द ओमनी कम्स इनटू पिक्चर एंड इट डज ऑल ऑफ दीज.
एंड
ओमनी
ऑडियोमेट्रिक में
और
मैं
है
ये पता चलता हूँ कि कितने नॉइज तक की कितनी लॉस है उनकी हियरिंग में, उसकी उसी के अकॉर्डिंग हियरिंग एड्स हम सजेस्ट करते हैं।
और ओमनी से ही हम हियरिंग एड का ट्रायल भी दे सकते हैं, जो हम अपनी किसी भी कंपनी की हियरिंग एड को हम रिमोटली प्रोग्राम कर सकते हैं. तो हम ट्रायल पेशेंट की मर्जी के हिसाब से दे सकते हैं. वो बोलता है जी मुझे एबीसी कंपनी का चाहिए, XYZ का चाहिए, हम उस कंपनी की मशीन का ट्रायल उसको दे सकते हैं. एक और बहुत बेहतरीन फीचर है हमारे पास, जिसको ऑटो एकुस्टिक एमिशन कहा जाता है. इस मशीन से, इस फीचर से, बच्चे के पैदा होने के लगभग 72 घंटे के अंदर हम बता सकते हैं कि बच्चे की हियरिंग नॉर्मल है कि नहीं है. ग्लोबली डेवलप्ड कंट्रीज के अंदर ये टेस्ट बिल्कुल मैंडेटरी है. इंडिया में भी न्यूबॉर्न स्क्रीनिंग के अंदर इस टेस्ट को जगह दी गई है, ताकि पैदा होते ही हम मालूम कर सके बच्चे की हियरिंग ठीक ठाक है कि नहीं. और इस टेस्ट की मदद से हम लगभग 2 मिनट में ये मालूम कर सकते हैं कि बच्चा ठीक सुन रहा है कि नहीं सुन रहा है. सो ऑल ऑफ दिस इज नाउ अवेलेबल इन ओमनी, एंड वी आर द ओनली कंपनी इन द वर्ल्ड हु इज गिविंग ऑल ऑफ दिस टुगेदर.
Sir, just to add that we have a question that do we have patent for Omni? So
Yes, we do have a patent for Omni.
So the next question is, EarGuard's current business model align with its long-term strategic goals, and are there any planned shifts in this model to better respond to market changes?
There are few changes, not in terms of the business model. However, there are some addition to expand our footprints into the lateral directions. I'm unable to really decipher those details right now for you. But yes, there are some organic and inorganic approaches that we are taking to expand our footprint across the hearing space.
Do we plan to sell Omni or license it to other companies?
We have not decided that. I don't intend to sell Omni because that will kind of take away my strength and moat. In terms of licensing, yes, we are open to some of the discussion. We are already in very active discussions with three big companies for licensing.
So what is the latest update on the acquisition related to Turtlemark's LLP? What is the strategy and reason behind it?
I will not be able to give a true update as of today. It is scheduled to be featuring in the next board meeting for the approval from the board. But the idea is to expand our footprints into some of the armed forces areas where Turtlemarks have a very significant presence.
So the next question is, what percentage of our revenue comes from our own manufactured sales?
I think the majority, upwards of 85 to 90%, comes from our own sales.
You help me understand how much time it took for you to develop Omni? How did you come across this market?
I was working as a managing director for Starkey. It happens to be one of the biggest companies in the world for hearing aid. I was their managing director for 15 years. And when I joined in 2007, as their managing director, India was struggling with one of the biggest problems of access and availability of hearing tests for individuals. And as I said, 60%, 60% of Indians do not have access to an audiologist. It was way back in 2007. And fast forward this to 2021, nothing changed. मतलब 15 साल में कुछ चेंज नहीं हुआ. दैट वॉज वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट ट्रिगर्स फॉर मी टू गेट इन टू समथिंग दैट कैन हेल्प पीपल गेट आइडेंटिफाइड विद देयर प्रॉब्लम्स एंड ऑल्सो डू द हियरिंग एड फिटिंग. दिस वॉज द रीजन. एंड मल्टीनेशनल्स हैव गॉट देयर ओन स्टाइल ऑफ फंक्शनिंग. आई कैन नॉट रियली कमेंट ऑन दैट एंड आई शुड नॉट. बट आई थॉट इफ आई कैन हेल्प पीपल विद माई ओन आइडियाज एंड वैल्यू प्रोपोजिशन, वाई शुड नॉट. सो वी स्टार्टेड वर्किंग ऑन दिस मॉडल एंड God has been kind. We have been able to bring something that nobody else in the world had so far.
Okay, the next is, at how many ENT clinics or audiometry clinics are we available today?
I think we are upwards of 80 as of now. And we, as I said, when we went to Calcutta for the All India ENT conference, we had upwards of 300 applications. We are in process of shortlisting the most qualifying ones, and we should be available in many of those in a short time.
So the next question is, as of now, our sales are concentrated in UP and Delhi, and most the SIS stores are also going towards these regions. Do we see this much potential in these states that all our sales, the 300 crore target, can be achieved through these states itself?
Not at all. It has to be a pan-India operation, and that's why I talked about the All India ENT conference, where we got 300 plus applications. Those applications are largely from East, Central, and Western part of the country. We will be available in these places very, very soon, all of those.
What is the total CapEx over next few years?
I don't have that answer, Ajay.
So we are
You
targeting
look like very vague to me.
1500 clinics by next 3 years. So for one ENT clinic, our cost of Omni and other assets is around 3 lakh rupees per clinic. So in this ratio, our CapEx will increase.
So the next question is, are there any strategic partnerships or collaborations that Earcut is pursuing to enhance its business model?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, I just said there are three big companies we are in discussions, active discussion in pretty quick space that we have picked up. So, yeah, we are in strategic discussions already.
So the last question would be future roadmap of strategic expansion that we have. So inclusive of everything, the SIS stores and our export strategy, like how we are going to go to different countries, everything together.
So, all the countries that we intend to open our operations will be fully owned subsidiaries of Earcart India. They will not be standalone or outside subsidiaries. And as of now, I'm not able to give you any numbers for the subsidiaries business, but we believe in terms of revenue potential, they hold larger promise and the larger growth prospects compared to what we are in today. And since their value proposition and economical indicators, as you would say, the buying proposition, the buying capabilities, the average selling price, and the average realizations, they are generally 4 to 5 times compared to what we have in India. So I believe the numbers will be far more stronger as we go into these countries. And as I said, these will be wholly owned subsidiaries from India.
Do we plan to venture out of the hearing aid space or focus here only?
We will be all about hearing, not only hearing aids. So it might be anything to do with the ears, and we'll be present. Mostly, we already have come out with the noise protection products. They're also available on Amazon. We also intend to reach out to certain ENT collaborations apart from SIS that you will see coming in soon. And in terms of the newer products, which might be slightly different from the hearing aids, will also be seen in a short time.
Does Earcut put in the entire capex for Omni in each clinic?
Well, yes.
What are the primary drivers behind the recent expansion in your operating margins? Furthermore, what level of margins do you consider sustainable over the long term?
I would say the current levels are pretty sustainable. Let it be our own products, which are being supplied into the government. So they will range between 32 to 40%, or 38% actually. The private business and the larger profit we believe will come from the SIS clinics. And 60 to 70% is something that we are looking at the SIS clinic. And when we are 1,500 SIS clinics across India, I believe those numbers and the bottom lines will speak a different language.
Are all the brands and Omni patent in the name of the company?
I'm sorry, come back again.
Are all brands and Omni patent in the name of company?
Brands are not patented, brands are registered.
Trademark. We have trademark in the name of brands.
So those are trademarks registered. And when Omni was being built, it was that the patent is in my name.
If we put CapEx on Omni, how do we generate money from that? Do we charge the hospital for the technology?
Okay, I just answered that question with Mr. Murtuza, but I'll answer it again. When we place an Omni at an ENT hospital or an ENT clinic, there are diagnostics. There's a sharing because diagnostics is performed by us. So there's a service charge there. And when there's a hearing aid sold to the patient, there is also a sharing. But hearing aid is billed to the patient by the doctor. We bill the hearing aid with our margins to the doctor. So, yes, there are revenues at both diagnostic and hearing aid sales.
Okay, sir, thank you so much for the very interactive session. Now I would request you to please give the closing remarks.
Well, I believe only on two things. We started Earcart journey about 4 years ago with a very clear aim in our mind that Earcart will become the biggest single player in the country in the hearing aid space. And we are very much on that way. I believe that AirCart is going to solve the decades, multiple decades old problem of not having access and availability of an audiologist. And we will reach out to the smallest possible city or even the villages very, very soon. Now, the purpose was that currently 60% India does not have access to an audiologist. My vision and my hope is that in next 7 to 8 years, this number will come down to just 20, which means 40% of India, which so far did not have access to an audiologist or hearing aids, will now have the access to the audiologist and hearing aid both, which also means since I will be the only person selling service and hearing aids, I would not really have a competition there, and I want to make sure that every customer gets the best technology and best service. I believe the same thing can be deployed in countries like America, Australia, UK, and of course, Canada, which we are very, very closely monitoring and evaluating. Two countries, we have already starting our process of registration. We have participated in their ENT conferences. We believe the future belongs to us, and there would not be a competition in a foreseeable future. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of FinPortal, I would like to express our gratitude to Rohit sir and Ajay sir for taking out the time to join us and provide such detailed responses to the questions. We also appreciate all the participants for their engagement. If any question remain unanswered, please feel free to reach out to us on the email IDs given in your chat box. It is ir@earcard.in. Thank you. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.
Thank you.